This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio, and going to talk with Brian about a special project he's been involved with, and it's on ESPN. It's going to air here in April, and the official title of the program, We the Fans, Section 250 of Soldier Field. This is quite a project. Brian Roush, involving ESPN, and I know they've followed you around up in Savannah a whole bunch. So take it away. Talk a little bit about this project.
Well, thanks, Jim. Yes, it all kind of started in August when this idea kind of blossomed, and they suddenly grabbed a section at Soldier Field, which is my section where I have my season tickets, 250, and they said, hey, we're going to follow certain subjects during the course of the 2016 season. And they did just that. There were a number of games where we were mic'd up and filmed with our reaction to on-the-field activities. And then they came out and tried to paint a picture of everyday activity. And they were here two or three times in Savannah. They were here at WCCI doing some filming. And so I think they're trying to paint the picture with this eight-part series of what it's like to be an NFL fan, not just on Sundays, but the rest of the week as well.
Yeah, now, they documented how many other fans, and what, to back up a little bit, how did you get picked?
I got picked because they had called, the ticket office had called and said, would you like to go into the consideration? And I think the fact that I drive 3 hours to get to each game, that's a six-hour round trip on a Sunday, I think that had a huge impact. But we went through an interview process, and I know there were a handful of, like, people selected, and then as the project wore on, there were different people who were brought in. It kind of evolved, and there was Tracy, the first down lady, who was added late. She runs down the steps and hollers first down each time the Bears get a first down. Terry, the beer vendor, who actually narrates the event, or the docu-series, or however they phrase it there, he is the narrator. He is the guy that everybody in the upper section of 250, they just love because he's such a great beer vendor and a part of Soldier Field.
All right, and so what's neat about it is, as you mentioned, they kind of document, your daily life, which involves local radio. And now I know you shared it on your Facebook page, but they've done a promo, promoting this docuseries. And I thought one of the neat things, I'm like, yeah, local radio, because they showed you hosting the WCCI Trading Post. I'm like, yeah, man, I can relate to that. And then I think you indicated they came to you with they came to a high school football game with you?
Yes, last fall, EPC and Forreston played in like week 8. They were both 7-0, and they actually kind of did the build up to that game and filmed some of it, recorded some of the audio, and I'm anxious to see if any of that made the cut. You talked about the Trading Post, and I've heard through my sources that in Bristol they love the WCCI Trading Post. All the people working on this program have all kind of shared that they just love it. And they asked me in one of the interviews what my favorite show was that I was a part of at WCCI, and I said, I know you guys are looking for Trading Post as the answer. I would say Coach's Corner, but they were looking to bait me into saying Trading Post, but they said everyone in Bristol loves the Trading Post.
All right, awesome. And, the other thing, we were talking a little bit off the air, that this is kind of a new endeavor for ESPN because it's not really going to fall within their, I guess, their 30 for 30 series or their ESPN, the magazine. This is kind of a separate project that they're kind of looking to do some other things at. I think you said eight-part series, and again, this is called We the Fans, Section 250 of Soldier Field, and it will debut when? I know you're having a show up, you're having kind of a get-together up in your area here in April.
Yes, April 11th, the Tuesday night. It'll debut on ESPN at 9, and that will be the first two segments, and then each ensuing Tuesday, the two to finish out the month, the 18th and 25th of April, and the first in May, it'll air at 6 and 6:30 p.m. on those Tuesday evenings. Now, Thursday night on the 6th, myself and my brother get to go to Chicago to a premiere, and Tom Waddle will be the MC of that event. And then later in the month of April, they're flying us out to Connecticut, to Bristol, to the headquarters for a wrap-up show and kind of a reunion, and they're going to get our thoughts on the season and being a part of this project.
So you haven't seen the finished project yet, just like everyone else. You've just basically seen the promo?
I've seen the trailer. That's about it, and I was excited by the trailer and intrigued, and I can't wait for Thursday to see the finished product, and then I'll kind of know, you know, when we get together on Tuesday, the 11th for the premiere, I'll kind of know what to watch for and if, in fact, that's an episode that prominently features Savannah.
All right, just awesome, man. Brian Roush at WCCI featured in an ESPN docuseries, We the Fans, Section 250 of Soldier Field. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah, and I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.